Back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Seth a Sweats Tire in Bangor and First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
So excited to talk to Mark Cowlin. I'm tongue-tied. Mark joins us from Eastern Maine Sports, as he does every Friday during the school year. How are you, Mark?
Good. Sorry to tongue-tie you this afternoon.
Well, I'm in awe. Anybody that's got the 3 million followers that you have on social media, I have to look up to you and get a little intimidated.
Well, same here, Rich. You've been on those broadcasts 25 years, done an amazing job, and great to be on your show.
I'm just old. That's all that means here. Where are you going to be? What are you covering? Now, I saw that you've got a crew up at the field hockey game up at UMaine. What else have you got going this weekend?
Chris is up at the field hockey game. There's actually a limited number of games locally tonight. Just with the weather and everything. There's actually not as much COVID issues this week as there has been. There are a couple games I know of that off Ellsworth, Dexter, and Old Town Winslow. But I think we're doing a little bit better in that aspect this week. But it's as I said, a light schedule overall, though. A lot of games have been moved to tomorrow, and there's some big ones tomorrow, too. A lot of them down in the southern part of the state, but Bangor is involved in that.
Yeah, Bangor's got a big game at Thornton, and the Bangor team off to a very good start, and they haven't even been able to use that brand spanking new field yet, but so far so good for them.
No, and we talked about this last week. They're, you know, see kind of how good they are when they were playing Scarborough, and they had a really good win despite having a lot of the team out. Another big test tomorrow night when they go to Thornton. As I said, the top four teams there, Bangor, Oxford Hills, Bonnie Eagle of Thornton all match up against each other. Bangor, Thornton, and Bonnie Eagle goes against Oxford Hills. So I'm going to be an interesting day in Class A there, and Bangor can really see where they match up with the big boys.
Yeah, that was a crazy win last week. You know you're having a good season when a ball like that squirts loose and you get it in the end zone.
Yeah, definitely. It's just that, you know, things going your way. And, you know, maybe, you know, I said it last week, say it again, that, you know, we'll just see where they're at with the top teams in A.
Baps and Bucksport getting together this weekend for an interesting game, too.
Yeah, it will be an interesting game. Kind of get to see where John Baps, kind of see where both teams are. You know, kind of limited schedule for all so far. I would say Bucksport's probably favored in that game. But John Baps, you know, kind of see where they are at this point in the season.
And I know the Brewer Witches have got a big task ahead as they take on one of the best teams around in Windham.
Yeah, that's tomorrow also at noon time. That's going to be tough. They take that long trip and face a very tough Windham team. Brewer's a young group this year, and again, see how they match up.
What's happening up in your neck of the woods for games on tap?
Well, Foxcroft's actually got a bye this week, and as I said, Dexter, due to some COVID issues, is not playing this week either. They were supposed to host Ellsworth. We're not actually broadcasting a game this weekend, but hopefully early in the week we'll have an updated broadcast schedule. It's kind of been difficult with not knowing who's going to play when and, you know, trying to get some of the other sports in, but we haven't really made a set schedule yet.
Interesting story out of Southern Maine today, and I just caught a quick glimpse of it on social media. I believe it's the Brunswick team that has postponed their game this weekend while they investigate what sounds like some hazing and harassment issues from back in preseason.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what took so long to discover it, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. I would think they would have to forfeit. It's not any other reason they're not playing other than what's going on with them. It has nothing to do with any health issues or anything. So, that's unfortunate. Anytime you see a situation like that with hazing and bullying, and you know, that needs to stop, and hopefully Brunswick takes care of that.
All right, I've got to ask you the big question before we let you go, Mark. Do the Red Sox take care of business this weekend and pretty much lock themselves in for a postseason berth?
Yeah, they're going to take at least two out of three, maybe all three. They got the yellow shirts, right?
Those right.
Keep cruising, and you know, they're playing well at just the right time, and I like how they're set up. They got the guys in the bullpen they need. I like Cora managing the big games late in the season and hopefully into the postseason.
Well, it should be fun this weekend. Mark, good to talk with you. As always, follow Eastern Maine Sports to find out everything going on in high school and college sports in the area. Mark, we'll catch you again next Friday afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Mark Cowlin with us on Downtown, our high school report. Brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.